FAO and WFP, in partnership with many national, international NGOs, are supporting the agricultural campaign in Central African Republic by providing seeds, tools and food items to the most vulnerable farming households in the country. They are providing this assistance right now because this is the period when the food stocks are at the lowest. FAO distributes crop and vegetable seeds, while WFP distributes food items with the intention to protect the seeds, so to avoid that these are eaten by families and they are no longer available at the time of planting. And this is what we call the seeds protection rations.
And how many people exactly will these provisions help?
The agricultural campaign intends to cover 100,000 families, which means around 500,000 people. The first cycle of the campaign, which is the one ongoing right now, is going to cover 50,000 households, which is about 250,000 people. And the second cycle will start in September and will cover a similar number of people.
And how would you describe the overall status of food security in the country?
Various assessments conducted by WFP and FAO in the last months have shown a serious deterioration of the food security situation in the country, with half of the population in a situation of food insecurity. The conflict has severely disrupted agricultural activities and affected the availability and access of the population to food items. And the population has suffered from the cumulative effects of several poor harvests, disrupted markets, and soaring food prices. And many of them had to adopt negative coping strategies by selling their productive assets and therefore having a long-term impact on their livelihoods.
And how many people would you say depend on the agriculture sector in Central African Republic?
75% of the population of Central African Republic depends on agriculture for their food and income. So the agricultural sector is key for the development and the future of the country and is the one who has offered the most opportunities for economic growth and working opportunities for young people and for returnees. So kickstarting food production and revitalize the agriculture activities is key not only for the economic growth of the country, but also for its stabilization and for a lasting peace.
And what are the next steps moving forward?
The next step for us is to start immediately preparing the second cycle of the agricultural campaign. And we need to ensure that before July, we have $8 million available for the agricultural inputs support to 50,000 families. But this is not the only activity that FAO is carrying out in the country. In fact, the humanitarian response plan of FAO appealed for $86 million to cover 1.5 million people with different activities in the agriculture, fisheries, livestock sector. And we need to address this funding gap, as at the moment only 8% of this appeal has been funded, to be able to restore livelihoods and build resilience of the population in Central African Republic.